Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
President Trump's proposed 21%, $4.7 billion cut to USDA programs, especially crop insurance, conservation, and rural development, is drawing criticism from lawmakers and industry groups. Crop insurer groups charged the White House cuts to crop insurance, including a means-tested $40,000 per farmer premium subsidy cap, will only make it more difficult for farmers to bounce back during tough times, and they expect Congress to reject the 10-year, almost $29 billion cut. Crop subsidies would also face a $500,000 adjusted gross income means test, while the harvest price option on revenue policies would end. Here's Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley.
It's important to remember that while the president proposes, Congress disposes, and ultimately Congress will write the budget, not the president. Federal crop insurance is the premium risk management tool for farmers. It's the one thing that I hear about the farm bill that people feel very strongly about.
Grassley says it's smarter to enact strict payment limits for those who don't actually farm, something he tried unsuccessfully to do in the last farm bill.
Non-farming managers qualifying for $125,000 of taxpayers-funded farm subsidies do nothing to help rural America. And more specifically, these subsidies do not help the people in rural America who have not enjoyed much in the way of economic gains since the Great Recession.
Ag Chairs Michael Conaway and Pat Roberts say they'll also fight for a strong farm safety net in the budget and the next farm bill, but add that they'll look at nutrition assistance programs to ensure they're helping the most vulnerable. The White House cut SNAP and WIC funding by some $3.6 billion over 10 years and proposes having states pick up about a quarter of SNAP costs while tightening benefit requirements. However, that's not what USDA Secretary Perdue told House ag lawmakers recently.
As far as I'm concerned, we have no proposed changes. So you don't try to fix things that aren't broken. And when the motto is do right and feed everyone, I view that as very, very inclusive.
Other administration proposals include refocusing in-house USDA research dollars to the highest priority areas like farm productivity, ending the duplicative water and wastewater loan and grant program, reducing USDA service center agency staffing, conservation spending, and funds for USDA statistical capabilities. Also gone is the Food for Peace and McGovern Dole International Food for Education programs, which the White House says are failing to reduce hunger. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval charged that the proposal fails to recognize agriculture's current financial challenges or its historical contribution to deficit reduction. You got farm news on Ron.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.